Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
June 25th is the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. So now we leave Easter and Pentecost and all that behind and go back to the regular readings of the year from St. Mark's Gospel. And this is a story about something that happened on the Sea of Galilee. It's also called the Lake of Gennesaret, and it's really not a sea. In fact, it's not even a big lake by our American standards. It was 14 miles long and usually about 3 miles wide, though sometimes it would be as wide as 7 miles, some parts of the lake. It was hardly a small ocean. But storms could come up suddenly as the winds swept down from the mountains of Lebanon to the north. Moreover, the boats used by fishermen in the lake were sturdy enough, but not to resist more than normal waves on a not very big lake. The fishermen did not take unnecessary chances. They kept their eye on the weather. And what happens in today's story must have been an extraordinary storm. Okay, so now a story about a storm on a lake. Once upon a time, two kids, a boy 8 and a girl 10, went out on a tiny lake on which their family had a small summer home for a boat ride with their daddy. "There's supposed to be a storm," their mother said. "Be careful." But moms always worry. That's what they're supposed to do. We expect moms to worry. But there wasn't a cloud in the sky. No one put on life jackets because it wasn't a dangerous lake, right? Well, they had a nice little ride from one end to the other. Well, their dad told them about some of the silly things he had done when he was a kid, and then when he was an officer in the Navy flying off an aircraft carrier. They hardly noticed that the sky was filling up with clouds and the wind picking up. "Put on your life jackets," said the daddy. "Daddy," said the kids. "That's an order," he said. He never talked that way, so they put on their life jackets. They rowed across the lake towards their cottage, but it started to rain, and they couldn't see the shore. Next, a really big wind hit them. The waves lunged against the boat and then over the boat. The kids were scared. The little girl began to cry. "Don't worry," said the daddy. Then a great big wave rolled the boat over. "Hang on to the sides," was the last words they heard their daddy say. The kids sunk deep into the lake and sucked in a lot of water before they bounded to the surface. They both screamed for their daddy. "Well, wouldn't you?" and hung on to the boat for dear life. Then they cried a lot. They were in the water a long time. Then suddenly the storm stopped, and the sun came out. They saw their daddy was at the stern of the boat, pushing it. "Put your feet down," he shouted. "That's an order." They did, and you know what? They touched bottom. They looked around and saw they were right in front of their cottage. "We were never afraid," they told their mommy, "because we knew daddy was with us all the time." Mommy seemed skeptical, but then that's the way mommies are.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.